When you're seeing this scale of need and this scale of response, you have to question, what do we want for our society? What is our social contract?
The point that's really important thinking about charity as it is now in the UK is the Victorian era, because that's where we have the model of charity as a way of the haves essentially giving to the have-nots.
There are around 200,000 charities in the UK. Some are run by a single person, others are multi-million pound operations, and they address almost every area of need you can think of. But it is a world with a complicated past.
You can really trace back the history of racism and the charity sector to colonialism and imperialism. When we look at historical figures who, you know, were philanthropists, who were giving money to schools and like really being seen in our country as these philanthropic, benevolent beings, and at the same time were prolific slave traders.
And charities today are wrangling with a whole set of other challenges.
Go and help the person directly. Don't do it through a charity. It's much more rewarding when you help the person directly.
Because you were dealing with Oxfam, you were dealing with a great British institution. It was a household name. It was very much part of the fabric of our society. It was going to be a huge story, a huge story.
So in a world where the need is greater than ever,
we probably were providing 10 years ago 50,000, 60,000 emergency food parcels, whereas last year food banks in our network provided just under 3 million emergency food parcels, 1 million of which were for children.
But the landscape for doing good has shifted dramatically. What does the future look like for charities?
Charities can't assume that they're the only game in town anymore. There are all of these other options.
I'm Lucinda Rouse, and this is The End of Charity.